have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's my intention, to help move you from where you are right now to where you want to be. And doing that by making quantum leaps. How about that? This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. I hope you are doing well this day, whatever time of day it is when you hit play. I wanted to keep going with these affirmations and introduce something that I'm sure will be new to almost everyone listening. Why? Well, because I put it together and I haven't really rolled it out yet. And it's been really the genesis, if you will, the idea behind the entire Genesis Frequency Project, as I call it. Yesterday I was sharing about affirmations, how to properly firmly form our affirmations, because I became increasingly aware of so many people affirming what they want in their life, but forming affirmations that weren't firmly formed. Say that fast 5 times real quick. But they would affirm things and insert what they want in a negative way. So the way our subconscious mind works, the way we're wired, it was really delivering a message that was the inverse, the opposite of what they really wanted. So we have to be really careful with the words that we choose, the words that we say and speak. We have to align our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We have to be aware of how this all works. We have to be aware that our thoughts creates our feelings, and our feelings create our actions, and our actions create our results. Now, those feelings are so important because we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And the thoughts that we think create our reality. Okay, we know this. But it's not every single thought. Thank goodness, because that's a lot of thoughts, right? But the thoughts that we get emotionally involved with, the thoughts that we hold as dominant thoughts, dominant thinking, attached to emotion and feeling, are the ones that make an impression on our subconscious mind. So when we're affirming our good, when we're affirming something that we want to move into our field of experience, we of course have to be emotionally involved with it. And we most likely are, because why would we be affirming it if it's not something that we had a strong desire to achieve or see in our results or to experience in the world of form? But the repetition is what conditions the subconscious mind, which is our executive faculty, to carry out, to instigate the actions that we take that'll give us results that are in alignment with what we've been affirming, with the dominant thoughts that we've been holding. So remember, thoughts, feelings, actions, results. And that's how this works. So we have to grasp that. We have to know this. So I shared yesterday, for instance, if somebody wanted to lose 10 pounds, you would not afford, "I am so happy and grateful that I am going to lose 10 pounds. Well, first of all, what's wrong with that? Going to, when we use the words going to, that's putting it somewhere in the distant future. To the subconscious mind, which only operates in the now, in the present tense, well, that's someday that it doesn't have to deal with because it doesn't exist. So it'll always be a concept to the subconscious mind that is in a distant future that doesn't exist. So going to can, you're going to, well, that can be whenever. The subconscious mind doesn't have to take action on that. It doesn't have to instigate the action. So we say and stay in the present tense, I am, right? But we don't say lose, right? Because that lose, that word lose, has a connotation, a meaning in and of itself. Usually when we lose something, what is the subconscious mind instructed to do? We lose our keys, right? Or we lose our wallet, or we lost our credit card. Well, the action we take because we're getting involved emotionally with losing something, we find it, right? We go and look for it and we find it. It finds its way back to us often. Often when we stop looking for it, right? Because we let go of the involvement in the outcome and then it comes easily. And that's another episode for another day. But what happens here is we're emotionally involved with what we lost and we stay with it. We're impressing that subconscious mind to take action to find it. So we're conditioning the subconscious mind every time we lose something to make sure we go and find it again, right? So we don't affirm, I am going to lose 10 pounds. Again, we put that in the future by going to and lose 10 pounds. Well, it may go to work on losing it, but it's also going to go to work on making sure that we find it again. See what I'm saying? I am so happy and grateful that I am now at my ideal weight of 173 would be another way that we could frame that affirmation, and that's something that I shared yesterday. So on and on, whatever it is that we want to experience in our lives, and this doesn't have to be for, you know, goods and services and physical things all the time. You know, people think, well, I got to do an affirmation for a new car. I want to attract a new car into my life. Well, we can use affirmations for those intangible things as well. I know some people that just all they want, all they care about is to experience more of the divine presence in their life and as their life. All they want is a closer walk, a realization of the oneness with the divinity that they are. So you would use affirmations in this case too. We can use them for our desires, whether they're spiritual, whether they're physical, whether they're mental, or whether they're emotional. We can get to that place using affirmations. Now, for what I wanted to share with you today was this secret ingredient that I've been working on for some time that has a cause, and that cause has a cause and a very desirable effect. And the desirable effect is that whatever it is that we're affirming, it accelerates this whole attraction process. So when we add this ingredient to our affirmations, it seems as if what we are affirming moves into our field of experience much more quickly. So I want to set this up here for a minute. The very first exposure we've had to the secret ingredient was right after we were conceived, shortly after conception. We were exposed to our mother's heartbeat in the womb. And that heartbeat played over and over and over and over again. It was a constant rhythm that we were exposed to since we were conceived. All through the whole period in the womb, the whole period of gestation, the rhythm was there. Talk about being emotionally attached to something, right? That was a constant companion. No conception whether that is or not able to conceive if that was part of us, separate from us, our own rhythm. Because, you know, we're an embryo. We didn't know, we weren't conscious. But it was there. I shouldn't say we weren't conscious, I don't know. But certainly, we could feel it. And in time, we could hear it. And after we were born, we could hear it as we were held in our mother's bosom. And then we discovered our own, that we had our own heartbeat and our own rhythm. And we can go back that far to attach the feelings and emotion to the rhythm of that heartbeat. And just look at the source of the rhythm is the heart. And we know now, science and theology both will tell us that the heart has thinking capacity. So let's move forward with this. Early on in this podcast, I told you it's our dominant thoughts that we hold with feeling and emotion that make an impression on our subconscious mind, which is the executive faculty that uses to carry out actions that are in alignment with what we want to experience, which is in alignment with what we've been affirming. Now, what accelerates this whole process is when we add rhythm. And I started working on this all through my studies, my metaphysical studies and advanced degrees, and my dissertation, experimenting, theorizing. And I started to see quantum leaps in my life just by adding rhythm. Now let's think about this a little bit more. If we think about music, for instance, and that song comes on the radio that was playing, maybe it was that first kiss, maybe it was that first slow dance with a high school sweetheart, maybe it was a song that was playing when we were traumatized in some way, whatever it was, there is that one or two or three or five or ten songs that the minute it comes on the radio or starts playing at a party, our emotions take us right back to it, right? We can remember that slow dance. We can remember that first kiss. We can vividly remember that trauma because the music has the emotion and the feeling attached to it. So that's the same concept behind adding rhythm to our affirmations. What happens is, we're not only affirming and impressing the subconscious mind, we're adding another dimension of feeling to our affirmation. We're feeling it, of course, because we desire it. Whatever we are affirming, hopefully it's something that we desire. And I say hopefully because there are those people that affirm in a negative way. I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get sick. You know, that's an affirmation. So I'm talking about the positive affirmations of the desires, of the things that we want to move into our field of experience. And you don't have to be a drummer to do this. You don't even have to have a drum. Get a big book, a hardback book. You can even do this on the side of a table. Do it when you're by yourself because you're going to annoy the people that you live with, especially if they have no idea what you're doing. And experiment with this in your life because what it does is it attaches some feeling in our memory, one of our faculties of intellect, our memory is going to remember the rhythm in some cases as easily or more easily than it will the actual words. So there'll be times, for instance, that maybe we're sitting at a red light and we can tap out that same rhythm. The words will actually form in our subconscious mind around that rhythm. So it'll be like we're playing this record over and over and over again. And remember, I said the repetition is what drives the affirmation deep in the subconscious mind, which moves it to the top of the execution list in our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is saying, boy, I'm hearing this thing over and over and over again. I better get to work to make sure that every action is in alignment with this desire that's being affirmed. Actually, it doesn't even know the word desire. It knows the word truth. If this is being affirmed, this must be a truth. I got to line up everything in the world. And if everything in the world is not in alignment with this truth, I have to move it in. I have to attract it. I have to adjust the vibration of this physical body temple to be in alignment so it attracts everything that's in alignment with this affirmation. So I did one really quick this morning, and I'm going to share it with you right now just so you get an idea of what this is like. And I'm going to use one of Bob Proctor's affirmations. You can even go out and find this. Of course, it doesn't have rhythm to it. I can do one for you, or I can do your own affirmations to rhythm if that's what you would like. We'd have to talk about it, have a conversation about it. But I'll close out with this, and this is an affirmation Bob has. And it says, I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. That's the affirmation I'll use. And of course, you can use yours, but I'm going to play it in just a moment with the rhythm attached to it. And I think you'll get a better idea what I'm talking about. So listen up, listen here. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. So I think that gives you the idea of what I'm talking about here. Now, just imagine doing that 100 times a day. I did that here for an example, but you can do it as many times as you want. The more you do it, the better your results are going to be. Every home should have a drum, but you can use a book, like I said, or a table, or pots and pans, whatever it is. Just tap out a simple rhythm and do your affirmation at the same time. We're running out of time on this episode of the Genesis Frequency. We're going to talk more about this as we move forward, because I think it's critical if you want to make a quantum leap, if you want to jump ahead, to add some rhythm, to add some music, to add something to your affirmation that is going to add another dimension of feeling and emotion to it to make the biggest impact on that subconscious mind so that it moves you into a new vibration, which is what drumming is, a new vibration that'll move you quickly into the world of what you want to experience. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and I am so grateful.